It's Thursday, January 26th, 2023, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine, here again with Adrian Bluss for your daily news roundup. On today's show, we're talking Bitcoin, bank-issued stablecoins, the latest headlines, and more. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Bitcoin, Ether, and most other top-traded tokens are in the green this morning, and markets almost universally headed up. Crypto prices made a comeback on Wednesday as Bitcoin soared past the $23,700 level before retreating slightly. BTC had sunk under $22,500 at one point Tuesday as investors reaped profits from crypto's recent surge. Bitcoin has risen more than 35% so far this year, largely on tailwinds of declining official inflation readings and other economic data. The hope remains for traders and for central bankers that the Federal Reserve can get inflation back towards historical norms without pushing the economy into a deep recession. The bad news is, to really get at the experience of inflation, not just the official numbers we're all supposed to believe, the cost is almost certain to be significantly fewer people with good-paying jobs. The good news, at least for markets, though, is that the federal government once again is starting the debt ceiling dance. And with Washington already having hit the current authorized limit, the U.S. Treasury has started its so-called extraordinary measures once again, which will have a stimulative effect on markets. And that's good for modern risk assets, but the opposite of what Central Bank Chief Jerome Powell is trying to accomplish. And so the beat goes on. Zooming in a bit, a slew of unfavorable fourth quarter earnings, including from tech giant Microsoft and Texas Instruments, as well as iconic aerospace company Boeing, seemed to derail at least the latter part of the narrative by Wednesday, sending stocks lower. Quote, "The January stock market rally might be over, and that could drag crypto lower here," Edward Moya, senior market analyst for foreign exchange market maker Owanda, wrote in an email to CoinDesk. Continuing, "Bitcoin could be vulnerable to a dip towards the $20,000 level if the tech-driven sell-off on Wall Street intensifies over the next couple of days," end quote. Ether, meanwhile, has followed a similar pattern to Bitcoin, rising from depths near $1,500 to return to its perch earlier this week above $16,000. So, at least for the moment, Ether is up by about 34% so far this year. Elsewhere, most other major cryptos were in the green, with APT, that's the token of Layer 1 blockchain Aptos, recently up more than 48% in the past 24 hours, to an all-time high of $18.62. That project's token is up more than 425% since the first of the year, according to CoinDesk data. The spike is likely due to growth in non-fungible token markets on Aptos. Analysts, however, are warning that the funding rates for the tokens are still negative, suggesting traders expect the rally to be short-lived. OPT, meanwhile, the native token of Layer 2 Network Optimism, also rose to a record high of $2.34, nearly 20% gain from yesterday. Meanwhile, crypto exchange giant Binance's BUSD stablecoin extended its recent declines amid reported mismanagement issues involving the exchange's pegged tokens that surfaced earlier this month, alongside other reported debacles. BUSD's circulating supply fell to $15.4 billion on Wednesday, paring down more than $1 billion over the past week and $2 billion so far this month, according to cryptocurrency price tracker CoinGecko. The latest drop extended BUSD's decline from $22 billion in early December when anxious users scrambled to withdraw funds after parent exchange Binance botched a report about its digital asset reserves. The drop has come as the overall crypto market capitalization for stablecoins has dropped for a 10th consecutive month. So far in January, that number is around $137 billion, according to a report by research group CryptoCompare. Stablecoin dominance within the broad cryptocurrency market, therefore, has dropped to 12.4% from its all-time high of 16.5% in December, suggesting traders have been rotating from stablecoins into riskier assets, according to the report. Today's crypto coverage comes courtesy of CoinDesk markets analysts Lila Ledesma and James Rubin. Bitcoin is currently trading at $23,155. That's up about 3% since yesterday's episode, while Ether is trading at $1,614 per token. That's up almost 5% in the same time period, according to the CoinDesk Market Index. And speaking of the CoinDesk Market Index, we're looking at an absolute reading this morning of 1,089. That's up from 1,051 on yesterday's show, representing just over a 3.5% gain across top-traded tokens. Now, before we get to today's traditional markets update, let's take a quick look at some top headlines. First up, bankrupt crypto lender BlockFi mistakenly uploaded unredacted documents revealing its $1.2 billion worth of exposure to FTX and Alameda Research, according to a report from CNBC. The unredacted financials reveal the firm had $416 million worth of assets tied to FTX and about $831 million in loans to Alameda as of January 14th. These figures are significantly higher than the $355 million in assets on FTX and the $671 million loan to Alameda that was previously reported by BlockFi's legal counsel. A lawyer for BlockFi's creditor committee told CNBC that the filing was uploaded in error and declined to comment further. The unredacted financials paint an even more concerning picture for the firm. In fact, BlockFi is looking to generate liquidity by selling $160 million worth of loans, backed by around 68,000 Bitcoin mining rigs, according to a report from Bloomberg out on Monday. Amid its ongoing crisis, the firm is seeking the court's approval to pay its employees bonuses. A lawyer for the firm proposed a plan to award bonuses of 20% to 50% of the employees' salaries for them to remain at the firm. The company's chief people officer said it was necessary to retain key executives who had received competitive offers from other companies to prevent further stain on the bankrupt firm. This all comes courtesy of Unchained newsletters. In other news, scale-focused blockchain Polygon saw daily transactions range from 2 million to 3.7 million in the fourth quarter of last year, while daily active addresses range from 350,000 to 1.7 million, according to a new report from the blockchain analytics platform Nansen. The number of daily transactions surged on Polygon in early November when users attempted to yank out funds from the now-defunct FTX exchange. Daily gas fees paid also peaked at that time. But according to the report, Polygon's volatility near the end of the year was about more than just FTX. Other reasons included the testing of a new zero-knowledge-based scaling solution, the launch of the Starbucks NFT loyalty program, with Instagram following close behind, allowing service users to launch their own NFT collections. Earlier in the year, Polygon also won the business of Reddit's NFT avatar series. With so many tokens and blockchains out there, we typically choose to focus our attention in on just the ones that have really claimed a dominant role in their respective use cases. And mostly, that's just Bitcoin and Ethereum for now. But with Polygon notching wins with major consumer brands, it's a project that could join those ranks. Unless, of course, Ethereum's continued development obsoletes the need for further scaling layers. Either way, it's a story we'll be watching. CoinDesk's Margot Nagurk has more on this one. Elsewhere, crypto exchange Coinbase has been fined about $3.6 million by the Dutch Central Bank for offering crypto services to customers in the country without a formal registration. Dutch law requires crypto providers to register under anti-money laundering and terrorist financing norms. Quote, "The base amount of the fine has been increased due to the severity and degree of culpability of the non-compliance," the Dutch Central Bank said, adding it had also taken account of the scale of Coinbase's Dutch customer base and the competitive advantage it had gained by not paying supervisory fees. Coinbase, which has until March 2nd to object to the administrative fine, told CoinDesk it disagreed with the enforcement order and is carefully considering the objections and appeals process. The order is, quote, "based on the time it took for Coinbase to obtain our registration in the Netherlands and includes no criticism of our actual service," a Coinbase spokesperson said, continuing, "Coinbase is committed to compliance in all jurisdictions in which it operates and will continue to provide safe, trusted services to new and existing Dutch customers," end quote. CoinDesk's Jack Schickler has more on this one. And finally, Spatial Labs has raised $10 million in a seed funding round that was led by Blockchain Capital. Founded in 2020, the Los Angeles-based company creates hardware and software that allows users to buy and sell items like clothes online and prove the item's origin and past history with an embedded microchip. The round also included Marcy Venture Partners, an investment firm co-founded by musician Jay-Z, music producer Scooter Braun, as well as a number of professional athletes. CoinDesk's Brandy Betts has more here. And shifting to traditional markets, U.S. stocks opened higher this morning as earnings season continues. The Dow Jones Industrial Average traded up 1.5%, while the S&P 500 jumped up by 2 full points. The tech-heavy NASDAQ 100 saw the biggest gains at over 3.3%. Those outsized gains in the NASDAQ, by the way, were helped along by Tesla's outperformance, individually gaining roughly 11% following better-than-expected numbers. In Europe, major indexes also rose, with the regional Stoxx 600 leading by the largest margin, getting just over 1.1%. In London, the FTSE 100 ticked up by 0.2 points, while in Germany, the DAX was up by 0.5%. In Asia, markets in mainland China remained closed for the Lunar New Year's, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index, now reopened, saw the largest gain of over 0.2%. In Japan, the Nikkei 225 lost just over 0.1 point. And lastly, in commodities markets, Brent crude, that's the global benchmark for oil, jumped up 2.7%, currently trading hands at $87.86 per barrel. Gold, meanwhile, is up 0.25 point, with a current price of $1,936 per troy ounce. Today's traditional markets coverage draws from the Wall Street Journal and MarketWatch. Stay tuned for After the Break. We'll take a look at the surprising history of bank-issued stablecoins, or at least something like that. Back in a minute.
Join CoinDesk's Consensus 2023, the most important conversation in crypto and Web3, happening April 26th through 28th in Austin, Texas. Consensus is the industry's only event bringing together all sides of crypto, Web3, and the metaverse. immerse yourself in all that blockchain technology has to offer creators, builders, founders, brand leaders, entrepreneurs, and more. Use code MARKETSDAILY to get 15% off your pass. Visit consensus.coindesk.com or check the link in the show notes.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Today's featured story is an opinion piece from Thomas Hoggett, a senior fellow at the American Institute for Economic Research. Our piece today is entitled, "Can Banks Issue Stablecoins?" Stablecoin regulation is one of the most controversial topics in cryptocurrency. Recent reports from U.S. regulators, as well as the Biden administration, have warned that stablecoins could threaten financial stability, although many are skeptical of that claim. Previous proposals sought to regulate transparency, issuance, and licensing of stablecoins, although no legislation has yet been passed. This debate, however, may be missing an important point. The issuance of redeemable notes by private banks, in paper or electronic form, appears to already be legal in the United States. Private banknotes were widely used as a medium of exchange for the majority of U.S. history. Prior to the establishment of the Federal Reserve in 1913, banks issued paper notes redeemable for the equivalent amount of some asset, usually gold. Even after the end of the gold standard in 1933, notes issued by national banks continued to circulate, dwindling to around $20 million in such notes in circulation by 1970. Private banknote issuance is common practice in several countries today. In Hong Kong, Scotland, and Northern Ireland, for example, private banks issue paper notes redeemable for their own local currencies. And broader still, private bank-issued currency is legal in dozens of countries around the world today. Electronic stablecoins are the modern analog to paper banknotes. Stablecoins are crypto tokens whose value is tied to some other assets, such as the U.S. dollar. The total market value of the top four dollar-linked stablecoins is currently around $135 billion, which, although quite large, is modest compared to the U.S. monetary base of around $5.4 trillion. Most stablecoins are redeemable on demand, just like deposits in a checking or savings account. Tether's dollar peg tokens, better known as the USDT, the largest stablecoin by market capitalization, promises redeemability in U.S. dollars. Some stablecoins, such as the DAI token, require more than 100% collateralization to help ensure token holders' funds are secure, even if their collateral value falls. In 2001, U.S. Department of the Treasury economist Kurt Schuller found that the issuance of private banknotes is technically legal in the United States. The tax on chartered notes, which effectively prohibited the practice, was repealed in 1976. The laws preventing issuance by nationally chartered banks were repealed in 1994, although a semi-annual tax, totaling 1% per year of the value of notes in circulation, would still apply. If Schuller is correct, then no law or regulation currently restricts the issuance of private banknotes. A white paper from The Clearinghouse, a bank association, supports this view, noting that stablecoin-related activities, quote, clearly fall within the existing legal authority of banks, continuing, no legislative change is required to permit banks to issue digitized deposits, end quote, in the form of stablecoins. In 2012, I calculated that U.S. banks could earn billions in profits by issuing their own private notes. For regulatory purposes, redeemable stablecoins would presumably be treated like banknotes or other non-interest-bearing liabilities. They would not be subject to reserve requirements, which apply only to transaction amounts and were lowered to zero in 2020. Prior to 1994, national banknotes were required to be fully collateralized, but that requirement is no longer in effect. Bank-issued stablecoins would also not be subject to insurance from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, better known as the FDIC, which applies only to specific types of accounts such as checking and savings accounts. State-chartered banks would likely enjoy more regulatory flexibility in issuing stablecoins. States such as New York have deterred the crypto industry with restrictive regulatory regimes, but others, including Wyoming, have welcomed cryptocurrencies and might provide a regulatory environment amenable to stablecoins. Another question is whether anti-money laundering, or AML, laws, such as Know Your Customer or KYC requirements, would apply to bank-issued stablecoins. Some might argue that holding a stablecoin is like having a bank deposit, but a more accurate comparison is to a personal or cashier's check, which requires only the check writer to have an account at the issuing bank. Signed checks can be passed on to other users who eventually redeem them. AML and KYC laws do not apply to intermediate holders of the check, only the check writer and possibly the redeemer. This standard should apply to stablecoins as well. The Clearinghouse's white paper points out other areas where compliance might be necessary, such as with Staff Accounting Bulletin 121, but none that would prohibit stablecoin issuance. In the short term, regulators have only limited authority to increase regulatory scrutiny of bank liabilities. Some regulatory changes, such as increasing reserve requirements, can be made immediately. However, changing regulations specifically to alter the treatment of stablecoin liabilities may require new rules to be created through the official notice and comment process, which often takes years to complete. Prior legislative proposals sought to clarify the legal requirements for issuing stablecoins. Senator Bill Hagerty's Stablecoin Transparency Act, Senator Pat Toomey's Stablecoin Trust Act, and the Responsible Financial Innovation Act by Senator Cynthia Lummis and Kirsten Gillibrand would each have required stablecoins issued by depository institutions to be fully collateralized and redeemable for U.S. dollars. While it may be good policy to require stablecoins be backed by liquid assets, future proposals should acknowledge the current legal status of stablecoin issuance, rather than creating unnecessary or redundant issuance regimes. As the law currently stands, no legislation appears to be necessary for banks to issue stablecoins. The practice is not legally prohibited. If Congress or regulatory agencies wish to prohibit the issuance of stablecoins by U.S. banks, they must pass new laws or regulations to do so. Congress can help clarify the current legal ambiguity and ensure that safe, transparent stablecoin issuance continues to be allowed. And that's our show for today. Thank you very much for listening. If you have any questions or comments, send the show an email at podcast@coindesk.com, or you can email me directly at adamlevine@coindesk.com. If you like what we're doing, we always appreciate reviews on Apple Podcasts or your preferred listening platform. This episode was produced by Adrian Blust and myself, with further support from the podcast team over at coindesk.com. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Markets Daily.